Cecilia tapped for interpretation, one of the options on the screen. The screen blanked. Looking up data, it said. She glanced back at the other, which still read, waiting for calculations. The autolog screen changed first, offering a range of possibilities. All were ships.
Ships?
One, very large container freighter fully loaded with high mass cargo. Two, very large container freighters fully loaded with average cargo. Three, the list went on. Cecilia didn't think two or three or four container ships would be traveling in close convoy, but farther down the list, item 8 gave her pause.
Flotilla or wave of military vessels with aggregate mass as above traveling in close convoy.
In other words, she had split or nearly split a group of military ships whose combined mass was sufficient to pop her out of jump and disable her FTL drive.
Oh, great.
What?
If the autolog is right, then the most probable cause of our sudden exit from FTL was that we ran into a cluster of military ships.
I wonder what we did to them.
Possibly nothing. Possibly we blew them away. But if we didn't...
They might be after us. I wonder if they're mutineers or loyalists.
Me too. Did you find that ice pack?
Yes. You dropped it in the sink. How's your leg?
It hurts, but not too badly. Ah, here we are.
The figures the EPLS displayed made no immediate sense, but at least it had figures. Cecilia jotted them down, then called up a graphics display. They were still in familiar space, but that was about all the good news. They'd come out in a region of relatively sparse, habitable worlds. The nearest mapped systems were 2 and 3 jump points away, respectively. Copper Mountain. She knew that from the hoorah about Brunn's abduction. It was a fleet base. It was also, the memory jolted her like ice cubes down the spine, it was also where the mutiny had started.
Son of a motherless...
Bad news?
Bad news. Copper Mountain's the closest inhabited system. Want to bet the ships we almost hit were mutineers?
Passive scan made it clear that they were a long way from anything useful. Some 18 AU away, the nearest star glowed orange. Cecilia left the scan on, and after 2 minutes, it had coded 6 dots as possible ships based on their relative motion. Another minute, and the color shifted, confirming them as artificial and under power. They were accelerating away. The mass sensor reported an aggregate mass very close to what the autolog had postulated as the cause of dropout. Miranda leaned over Cecilia's shoulder.
That's what we nearly hit, I gather.
Yeah. Whatever and whoever it is.
The sinking feeling in her gut said they were mutineers. Had to be.
Are you going to try hailing them?
Without knowing? No. Let them think we're a dead issue.
They might well be a dead issue anyway, if she couldn't get one of the drives up and running.
Fine with me. But we can listen, can't we?
I don't know if our communication's working at all.
The telltale had gone from red to yellow by itself, and Cecilia didn't trust it.
I guess we can try, though.
She turned the receivers on and ran through the settings.
Do you think it could have been a ship?
Not likely. Got anything on scan?
Cecilia tried to interpret the passive scan data and wished she'd paid more attention when Kutsudas and Oblo were talking to Brunn about scan technique. How far away were those ships? And whose were they?
There it is. It's little. That's why it didn't blow itself and us to bits. Drives are dead. It's ballistic. But there is a chance the crew are alive.
Not our problem. They're unlikely to report us. And without a working drive.
So it was the mutineers. Cecilia looked at Miranda, who had gone white. She understood.
We don't know the drive's dead. They might have turned it off. We can't take the chance. Too much has been going wrong.
Doesn't this system have a navigation beacon? A fleet ansible? Something?
Cecilia looked up.
It's uninhabited. There's a mapped jump point, but it's considered inferior. There's some big lump of metal barreling in an eccentric orbit, which causes some kind of problem. Wait, there's an ansible. There's been a research station here. Trouble is, I don't know if it's accessible to civilian signals. Let's see.
Will they notice if we hail it?
Cecilia selected the listed frequency.
Probably. And we don't have a functioning tight beam or any of the other goodies I wish we had. But they already know we're here, and they're going to come after us. If we can get a signal to that Ansible, we can at least let Fleet know where some mutineers are.
Where they were, that is. They wouldn't stay in this system.
And maybe, if they realize we've signaled, they'll decide to run for it and leave us behind. We'll already have done all the damage we can.
Miranda eyed the scan on which the marked icons had changed color, with lengthening cones to indicate course change and acceleration.
Somehow, I don't think they'll do that.
Probably not.
Cecilia entered the pulse combination for the Ansible and crossed her fingers. 6 full minutes for that signal to reach the Ansible, 6 to return, and she had to wait for confirmation before sending any message. She knew all too well how much could happen in 12 minutes. 2 of the distant ships disappeared from scan, and 2 possible ship icons appeared much closer. Microjump, of course. She retuned the frequency to the one they'd eavesdropped on before.
Got the transponder.
Damn. She'd forgotten that going to emergency power did not cut off the ship's automatic ID signal. In fact, it boosted the power to it, on the grounds that any ship in an emergency would want to be found. They must be lit up like a candelabra on the military ship's scans.
Pounce, owner Cecilia DeMarctos. Hey, isn't that the bitch who's crazy about horses? The one who hired Harris Serrano as a captain?
Yes!